You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I have just two words for you, my colleague.
I wasn't aware of this going on, this taking place.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2010
is... I would love to have another dog in the feature. You know, I think it would be...
Take your stinking paws off me.
Ass covering.
World-famous... World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you through the looking glass and beyond. We take you places where other talk shows can't take you. You know, whatever the real thing is, whatever what people are really thinking and really feeling, that's where we go. Coming up next hour, we have our news hour with Robert Leonard and with Bud Dickman. Our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And you head on over there and check out all of the live streaming video that we have. We have a live streaming audio along with the video, of course, and a five-day archive of our video cast. We have an archive of all of the shows that we've done. We have an iTunes podcast. We have a mini podcast. We have our classic podcast. We have a news blog, and we have our comments section, and we have email response from Phil. It's all there. So pick up your backstage pass right now, man. And our store's open, so you can buy our classic Best Of CDs as well. Stephen Bozell joining us here on the Phil Hendry Show, and it's our One Man's Opinion segment, and we like to have people on who are listeners of ours, people who enjoy our program and want to weigh in on a few opinions. Although this has a lot to do with Mr. Bozell's Christmas vacation as well. And I know you gave an interview earlier with one of the TV stations, Mr. Bozell, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I was happy to talk to Channel 5 and gave him a comment on the on the Man of the Year, Mr. Zuckerberg, and I also was interviewed on one of the other shows. But I'm not here to do anything other than to try to stick up for myself, you know.
I understand that, sir. You've got in-laws coming into town for Christmas?
Yes, sir. And I had said to my wife that, you know, her mother and her father have been difficult for me, I think, at times to talk to. And,
why is that?
I think it's just a personality clash. I don't know whether her father thinks that I'm, you know, that I am the man for her. I don't know. But I have been gracious enough to have them come in on Christmas time. But I did say to her father last year, I said, you know, you have sort of, you know, misread me. We had a little bit of an argument because he thinks that I do too much complaining about things. And I said, this time next year, you know, my business is going to be doing more money. And that's not the case. And then the double whammy came when Time Magazine announced the Zuckerberg.
What does Mr. Zuckerberg have to do with your in-laws?
Well, I had told my wife's father in this argument that we had that I'm going to be doing... My business is going to be doing 10%, 20%, I think I said, 20% more business on the books than I did in 2009. Well, that's, you know, that didn't happen. And I'm sorry that it didn't happen, and I feel as bad as anybody that it didn't happen. And I don't think anybody's business did good.
No. You made a very bold prediction there, but no one's business did good. You're right about that, except ours.
I mean, I'm not. You know, I don't have a radio show or anything.
No, I'm being facetious. But what does the Time Magazine?
Time Magazine, I think, did a disservice to men such as myself when they put Mark Zuckerberg on the cover. And I'll tell you why. I'm struggling like so many business people are struggling. I'm trying to make a living and keep a good living for my wife and for my two children. I have a son and I have a daughter. I'm living in a very expensive state. I live in the state of California. It's not the cheapest state in the world to live in, but I may do. But we've all suffered this past year. And Time Magazine just announced today, when I saw it and I heard it on the news, that I had called the TV station and I called one of the radio stations that Mark Zuckerberg is Time Magazine Person of the Year. I thought that was, I have to tell you, Mr. Hendry, to me, that was like pouring salt into an open wound. That was like the Indians used to cut a man with a knife and then put an ant on it. And to me,
they'd cut a man with a knife and put an ant on it. You mean an anthill?
No, it wouldn't be an anthill. It would be not an ant. They couldn't put ants. Yeah.
Okay. A kind of torture?
Yes, sir.
So you're saying that Mark Zuckerberg's naming as Person of the Year is torture for you, a businessman? Why?
Because, and I want to stress that I don't think Mr. Zuckerberg is a bad man. I congratulate him, but I'm 38 years old. I'm going to be 40 years old in a year and a half. And they put on their Time Magazine cover of the year Mark Zuckerberg, who is 26 years old. And I can't even begin to tell you what that does to men like myself and other men who are my age and older to see this guy who's 26. And he's a millionaire many, many times over.
Yeah.
And he got to be a millionaire by setting up a website where you're going to meet a lot of people, including women. He's a multimillionaire. And he's richer than any rock star. He's richer than any movie star. And he's 26 years old, and he's going to meet all these women. So what it did was it told me basically that I'm not worth, you know.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
It just told me that I'm, and all the other men listening, we're not worth anything. We're worth less than what comes out of a, you know, as my father used to say, what comes out the back end of a horse. We're worth less than that.
You know? Why would you say that, sir? You're a hardworking man with a wife and kids. You've got a business.
Because, sir, I'm 38 years old, and here is Mark Zuckerberg at the age of 26, and he has the world. He owns the world. I mean, he's got 500 million customers. You can't even, and any man that looks at that, you can't feel good about yourself.
I look at that. I'm 58 years old. I'm much older than you. I'm 20 years older than you, Steve. And I look at that man.
Yeah, but you have a radio show. You have a higher potential for earning.
No, that's not necessarily true. I mean, I got to struggle like everybody else, but I look at him as a remarkable, kind of interesting person, the way I look at anybody else that's in the news. I don't necessarily, you know.
Yeah, but that's because you're in the media, and so you see things different from most people. Most people see it the way I see it, which is that Mark Zuckerberg, who founded Facebook, is an insult to be on the Time Magazine of the Year, that he gets to be the Man of the Year at the age of 26.
We're talking with Stephen Bozell about the announcing of Mark Zuckerberg as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I understand you're at a school event tonight. Yes, sir?
Yes, we're at CK Corona. It's my daughter's middle school, and my son just is going to be entering a middle school next year, and it's one of the fundraisers they have, yeah.
Is it like a fiesta?
Yeah, it's like a carnival.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Mr. Bozell. You mentioned this, the impetus for this, sir, was your in-laws coming into town.
Yes, sir.
And that it was a conversation you had with your father-in-law.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Can you go over that again with me? Because,
well, it's not, you know, this is not no psychological, you know, I don't need a psychology doctor or anything.
No, I know that. I just wanted to get the chronology, and I guess I want to hear the story again, you know.
Well, it was last year at this time, Christmas time, and April's father was talking to me, and he, you know, laughing at me, and which, you know, he does. Okay, that's fine. He can laugh all he wants, but I have a home, and
okay.
And he said that, you know, what do you think your business is going to do this next year? I said, I'm going to be up. I know I'll be up 10%, maybe even 20%. And he goes, I'll never get him pointing at me. You're on. You know, you're on. And, well, okay, I lost the bet.
You know, what did you guys bet?
I know, it's a gentleman's bet. You know, I don't know, $100 or something. But
it was just the point of the bet, huh?
Yes, sir. And Now, not only has my business been off, but I have to walk by a newsstand and look at a man who's 26 years of age, who's the man of the year. Now, I know my father-in-law. He's going to walk through that door this Saturday because they're coming in for Thanksgiving or coming in for Christmas. He's going to walk through the front door holding that magazine up.
And why would he do that? That's got nothing to do with your bet.
Because he anything he can do to remind me of the mountain that I have to climb in life, he'll do. Because of his daughter.
Boy, that guy sounds like a real pain in the ass.
He's a good man. I don't want to badmouth him. I would not badmouth my father-in-law, but, you know, in many ways, you're probably right. I respect him because he's the father of my wife. I can't deny that I've had feelings of wanting to, you know, wanting to hurt him. I guess I'd say wanting to hurt him, you know. But
Well, that's not good.
No, it is not good. But I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to say that Mark Zuckerberg being Time Magazine's Man of the Year makes me and other men my age look like we have erectile dysfunction, if you want to get down to it.
Stephen Bozell with us, 877-876-PHIL. Mark Zuckerberg, and then we're going to take a break here, but I just want you to think on something, Mr. Bozell, and we'll take phone calls from our listeners. Mark Zuckerberg is a remarkable guy, there's no question, a visionary. And visionaries come along very, very rarely in the lifetime of a generation. You know, I've heard it said you can argue with someone who has an opinion, but you cannot argue with someone who has a vision. And he had a vision, and he put it into practice, and it just so happened to make him a lot of money. But everybody has a vision, you know.
Well, I'm sure what you're saying, you mean it to make me feel good, but it doesn't make me, I don't know even what you're talking about.
I'm saying that when you find in your life, finally, what your vision is, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world won't matter.
Well, I'm doing what I want to do.
All right, I understand it, sir. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Maybe I didn't put it the best way, but Stephen Bozell joining us, that a 39-year-old man who has his own construction business, but he said that Mark Zuckerberg, a 26-year-old visionary from back east who is the founder of Facebook, he says Time Magazine making him Person of the Year is an insult to every man of his generation who is older and has had to struggle. He also says that this is going to make him look bad with his father-in-law, who will be in town this Saturday. His father-in-law, he says, can't wait to hold up this Time magazine and sort of just shove it into Mr. Bozell's face. Is Mark Zuckerberg, the 26-year-old founder of Facebook, being Time's Person of the Year, is this an insult to put him on the cover to older men who are less successful? 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
Welcome back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California, is attending his daughter's school's carnival tonight. It is a little late in California, but they're keeping it going, huh?
Well, a lot of the kids have this week off, and they're going to take, I guess, extended Christmas. And I think it shuts down at midnight, so...
All right, so it's still a little early. Mr. Bozell, you're talking. We're going to take some phone calls here at 877-876-PHIL about Mark Zuckerberg being Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Have you contacted an attorney concerning this?
Yes, sir, I have.
And can you tell me why?
Yes, sir. We feel that Time Magazine, and there is precedent for this in law that... you just can't print anything you want. There is freedom of press. There's no question about freedom of press, and I support the freedom of the press. But there is also laws against certain material that is you know, injurious to the people that read it. And putting Mark Zuckerberg, who created a business that has, if you've ever been on Facebook, I'm sure you've been on Facebook.
Yes, sir. We have a Facebook page.
Okay, and they have Mafia Town, and Farmtown.
They have mafia wars in Farmville, yeah.
This is an insult to me and to other men who work hard at businesses that create. I build houses. I build homes. I build structure. I build physical structures for people. And a man who's 26 years old and set up a website where you can go and find women and play, farming games, has insulted me and a lot of men. So what we would simply want is an injunction against this cover.
You want to enjoin Time Magazine from publishing the picture of this guy?
Yes, sir, until we can just everybody take a step back and calm down and see what we got.
You know? Well, what you've got is Mark Zuckerberg, 26-year-old, wunderkind who has created this business.
That term wunderkind, I think, is offensive. I know what you're saying.
Mr. Bozell, you can't penalize a man for being successful. I've been listening to this all night, and I'm telling you that you want to sue.
No, I said enjoin Time Magazine to get it off the news rack so we can see what we've got.
877-876-PHIL is our number here. We'll take a phone call from Ramona this evening in Louisville. Ramona, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Good evening.
Good
Hello?
Evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good.
Steve? Something's
yes,
wrong with all your callers. They're all jealous. Envious. And I just think it's wrong that somebody could...
Is she talking to me?
No, I think she's talking to me. You're, of all of our callers?
Taking offense
well,
to that is ridiculous.
I don't know what she's trying to say, but the only reason why Mark Zuckerberg... Do you know who Mark Zuckerberg is, ma'am?
No, I don't, but with somebody else...
Well, he founded Facebook, and... He was just named Time Magazine's Man of the Year, and so I've got to look at him on Time Magazine. And what about what I do? And what about what other men who are in their 40s do? And what about other men, you know? And yet he's Man of the Year at the age of... He's 26 years old, and everybody's putting their nose up his rear end and talking how great he is.
And so what do you think that does, Steve?
I think what it does is demoralizes. It demoralizes a man when he sees this 26-year-old kid, you know, making billions and billions.
If everybody would come together and not be jealous of everybody, we could all do better by our neighbor.
Well, ma'am, I would love to live that way, but it's impossible. It's just, you know, that's a fairy book story.
That's what messes our whole world up.
I would agree with you, but I think you've got your fairy tale here, and I'm living in a world now. See, you know that.
Well, it's not a fairy tale, is it?
She wants everybody to hold hands. In this world that I live in, you've got to go out and you've got to fight, and you might even die for what you believe in. And I'm out there trying to get up.
Yeah, my husband get up every day and do that. And believe me, we are not even to stature as far as where you're coming from. We're low
and you're talking
income
about,
family.
Yeah, and that's wrong for you to get up
envious.
And go out and
I'm envious.
Carry somebody.
There's people out there that's going to make the world a better place, and if that's how he gets it, so what?
Well, wait a second. You just said you're envious. You got to carry people's slop jars, and here's a guy at 26. He's filling the slop jar. Do you want to carry a man's?
Good for him.
You want to carry a 26-year-old man's slop jar? Boy, oh boy.
Who says she's carrying slop jars?
Well, she said that her husband, I thought you said, do you carry slop jars? Or?
What do you mean slop jars?
I don't know what the lady does.
Never mind, Ramona, it's fine. So, thank you for your call. And you know what? You keep on working hard, Ramona. 877-876-PHIL. Gene in Boston, go ahead.
It sounded to me like you just blew that lady off.
No, I'm trying to get in another phone call. Gene, go ahead, please.
Hi. I think that everybody in this world has gifts to give, and they have their strong points, and, both men should be proud of what they've done, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with the... It's hard to hear.
What about if you were in a club?
So
if you went to...
Right here.
What about if you went to a nightclub and Mark Zuckerberg was a VIP and he waved you up? You'd go, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would. But if I'm standing there and I go, can I buy you a beer? You'd probably just laugh in my face.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's a loaded question to ask the lady. Gene, hang on the line here. We'll be right back with you. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Mark Zuckerberg, Man of the Year, Time Magazine. Is it an insult to older men for him to be on that cover? The Phil Hendry Show.
I think it is.
Phil Hendry.
Am I going to get to talk to that lady?
I hung up on her.
Phil Hendry.
Right. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. If you want to get podcasts of our show, if you want to hear live streaming audio, which is included in our video, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Stephen Bozell joins us. And we're talking about, Mr. Bozell, the legal action that you and your attorney are contemplating against Time Magazine for making the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, the Time Person of the Year because he's a young man.
I'm not trying to punish Mark Zuckerberg. He founded Facebook. Facebook has got 500 million users. Facebook is going to make $2 billion when all is said and done. Facebook is, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg founded Facebook. That's about as big as a thing that has ever, you can imagine, and I certainly don't think Mark Zuckerberg is Jesus Christ, but I think when you look at the culmination of two millennium, and a man died on the cross who was Jewish, and a man is on the cover of Time Magazine who's Jewish, and both of them did something that is not never going to, you could never not, you know, even imagine anybody else. One of them died on the cross, another man invented Facebook.
Are you trying to compare what happened to Jesus to what Mark Zuckerberg?
No, I would not doing that. I'm just saying, you know, for religious people, what Jesus did is the biggest thing that has ever been done. For me and other men like me, Facebook, the guy that founded it being 26 years old, that's the biggest humiliation that I'm ever going to... There will never be another humiliation like this. And it happened to fall in my generation.
That he's 26 and you're 38 and you're not rich and...
Yeah, that's right. And
so you're enjoining Time Magazine...
If my work can be featured, if they could show some of the buildings that I've done, I don't know, you know. But look at everything that Mark Zuckerberg has, and I'm talking to everybody listening on the radio tonight who's like me. Everybody listening is in the same boat. We can't make any money. We're having to, you know, go to the store with coupons. We're having to, you know, recycle, you know, eat food that's 3 days old or whatever, you know, eat leftovers. And we're all, you know, our kids are going to school with no proper clothing.
And you think everybody's that bad off, huh?
Mr. Henry, you're a radio person and everything. You make money.
Well, you know what? I'm not that rich, man. I ain't as rich as you think I am. 877-876-PHIL. All right, Gene is back with us from Boston. We didn't have a lot of time for you, Gene. Go ahead with your comment, please.
Oh, yeah. I just think that everybody has, like, their strong points. And I'm sure that Mr. Mozell has his as well, and he should focus on those and work on building himself up rather than putting somebody else down for what their successes have been, because everybody has gifts. So just focus on what you do well, and you're going to shine
look
in your own time, and maybe
look at your
different
life.
Than Mr. Zuckerberg's
look at my life.
Time.
Look at your life. You and I live, you're living the way you are, mate. We don't have enough to eat. Our kids are going to school with, no underwear. They're not warm enough. And Mark Zuckerberg is 26 years old. And
That doesn't give you the right to take stuff away from Mr. Zuckerman for his successes. You know what I mean?
Well, he founded, his name is Zuckerberg. Well, you called me Mr. Mozell, and there was a book out once called Walk on Mozell. And I thought you thought that that's who I was, the guy in that book. But Mr. Zuckerberg founded Facebook. Do you know what that means? That means that he could look at you, Gene, and say, you, into VIP now with me, and you'd go.
Well, now, wait a minute, man.
Well, she didn't have to.
He's just a man.
You didn't have to. How could you turn that down? How could you turn that down?
She's going to turn it down. She just said.
Ma'am, if Mark Zuckerberg said, you, I want you here in VIP, I founded Facebook, you're going to say no? Oh, my God.
No, it doesn't impress. I congratulate him for a success, but that doesn't make him any better than anybody else, you know?
All right, Gene, thank you very much for calling us back. I appreciate it. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is this gentleman's name, Decatur, in Hagerstown, Maryland. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I just want to say one thing, man, and one couple things. First of all, if you concentrate on yourself, you don't have enough time to worry about anybody else but yourself. If you concentrate on what your business, what you wanted to do, to me, you will become a success like this young man was. I mean, you can't judge anybody by age, by character, or anything else, man. I mean, what you going to do? Are you mad at the man who invented cement for me to drive my truck on to go to work every day? He's a billionaire. He's up in the air.
Invented,
you know,
invented what? What did he invent? Oh, cement, yeah. Because I'm in the construction business, I thank him for that. But the man that invented cement, he ain't on Time magazine cover either. You know,
well,
and neither are you.
And we have to be really, honestly, and truly, to be rigid in your heart. So somewhere down the line, you must not be happy with yourself. But you got to be
happy.
That's
the whole thing, though.
To appreciate what you have. Wait a minute. You have things, man, that a lot of people don't have at all. And you over here crying and tripping because your face ain't on the front of a magazine for building a house. Well, it was a little bit harder, and maybe it will be. But if not, man, be happy for what you got.
Well,
That's what you need to do. You're talking about not being as rich or being on the front of a magazine cover. Are you serious?
I am, only from this standpoint.
You need to be. To me, this is what I would be doing if I was in your shoes. Where I could build houses, a success like you are. I would be holding my kids' hand in the carnival having a good time, not on this phone,
talking
about who's on the front of a magazine. You're going to see more younger people on the front of a magazine in due time, then what are you going to do about that?
See, the whole thing of it is you're right, I should be enjoying the carnival with April, but I have to say, I got to get this said because I just seen Mark Zuckerberg tonight. I didn't have a whole day to get used to it like maybe you did. And I looked and I went, I don't believe it. And you, sir, and me, and all the people that is listening, how come I'm not on the magazine? And I don't know how old you are. I'm pushing 40. And here's some 26-year-old guy who's going to be in VIP tonight. And he made up Farmville or however you say it, Farm Country, or I don't know what he does.
These are just applications that other people made up for Facebook.
I know, but
maybe this may help you a little bit. Because I'm just 35 years old. I grew up. I didn't have a childhood. I had to take care of my mother, my brother, my sister, and my niece at the age of 13 years old. I was a screw up in life, but it was all to better myself. And I got
you ought to be doubly mad at this guy.
Why would he be mad at this guy?
Just hear me out, bro. I'm 35 years old. I own a $100,000 house now. And to me, man, that's a blessing. I'm so happy I don't know what to do. I work hard, and I take care of my family. You know, I see people out here with nothing, and you're complaining about a man's picture and a magazine. If only I could be that guy in that magazine.
That's all I'm asking for.
Why are you so jealous about this man for? He didn't do nothing to you, but came up with an invention. Hey, look, wait a minute. It's one little boy that came out of California that invented a toy that he can talk up underwater with. Okay, he hit the whole United Nations with it. Are you upset because he made that toy up and his dad took it and manufactured this toy?
What are you talking about? I never heard of no toy.
You can talk up underwater. A little kid made it. And his father manufactured the toy. He made millions and millions of dollars. I mean,
yeah, there you go. There's another example. That's another example of how we're both getting stepped on. We're getting stepped on.
That's why your business is not going nowhere.
You're stepping on people, man.
You're not right.
My daughter came over here just a moment ago. My daughter said, "Daddy, will you go on the octopus with me?" And I said, "How can I go on the octopus with you when I got a Time magazine staring? I got this guy staring at me from a magazine."
What the hell? Your daughter just asked you to go on a ride? Well, look at Decatur. Very good points. Very good life lessons there, I think. Thank you, sir. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL.
Dude, that guy doesn't even know. He doesn't even know how bad he's got it because he was talking about how, you know, I ought to be happy here, there, and everywhere. And meanwhile, he and I are both being stepped on. That kid that made that toy, I didn't know anything about that. And why anyone would not tell me about that, I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't sure what he was talking about. Jace, do you know? He was talking about maybe it was something that was invented here. I don't know.
I'm at a carnival, Mr. Henry. Don't you think a carnival would make me feel, you know, like I'm...
People are happy at carnivals, yeah.
Yeah, and all I want to do... God forbid, forgive me, but all I want to do is get on the Ferris wheel, wait for the wheel to get to the top, and just climb out of the bucket.
And do what?
I want to fall out of that bucket and hit every girder on the way down.
You know, Mr. Bozell, you're very dramatic. You have your attorney trying to enjoin Time magazine. I think that man gave you the best advice in the world, which was to enjoy the carnival with your daughter. Here is Roy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Roy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Hi, Phil. I'll tell you what.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't sure. You know, just listening to this guy's demeanor and some of what he's actually putting out here, I was beginning to think this was a put-on.
Some kind of a joke.
Yeah. I dropped in on the conversation. I don't know. I didn't know which came first, the question or this guy. Where did you find him?
I don't understand that. I mean, how am I supposed to? Why would you guys call me a joke when I'm telling you that every man in America tonight is looking at that picture and they're saying, "Why not me?" And you call that funny?
The caller prior to me. Stole all my thunder because he made all my talking points. That's the thing is, man, look, you say you're 38 years old, you own a construction company, you're at a fair with your daughter, and you're pissing on yourself because you think Mark Zuckerberg does not belong on Time magazine cover. If you want your own light to shine, then do something to make it shine. Do something to get your home on a cover. But, you know, there are people who are much worse off than you, and yeah, you're the kind of guy that end up as a pilot for a Law and Order episode because, you know, I'm afraid of you. I wake up in the morning and see on the news where some guy killed his whole family because he's worried about Mark Zuckerberg being on Time magazine, or he goes into a town hall meeting and starts shooting at all the town hall people because Mark Zuckerberg is on Time magazine. You're just purely scary, guy. That's all I got.
You know, sir, I would like the record to show that Mr. Henry's all laughing. You're talking about, and here's Mr. Henry.
What the gentleman said was funny.
Sure, he's laughing. Oh. I mean, look, like I said, I thought this was a put-up because you're past ridiculous. You're beyond ridiculous with your wine and everything. And you're that worried about what your father-in-law is thinking about you. I mean, he's already given you his daughter, and now he's worried about what you're going to do with his daughter.
No, sir. I'd be worried about whether or not
you have any guns in the house. That's the only thing I'd be worried about if you were my son-in-law. And believe it or not, you're young enough to be my son-in-law. I have a daughter who's older than you. I'm 58.
Sir,
I just got off of work at 2 a.m. after I was laid off from the job 6 months ago. You know, I'm working to 2 a.m. in the morning, man. What the hell are you talking about? Get a life.
I'm trying to say to you, I'm speaking on behalf of you.
Quit building homes and building yourself a better life.
I'm speaking for you when I say that Mark Zuckerberg's 26 and he's staring back at you and me and saying, "I'm in VIP and you're not."
Look, I used to call Sarah Palin stupid until I realized in less than 2 years she's made over $12 million, and I've been working for 40, and I haven't made my first million yet. So I stopped calling her stupid. The people who I call stupid now, the people who are buying the books, who are paying to hear her speak, and people who are complaining about the fact that Mark Zuckerberg's picture is on Time magazine.
I'm just saying, don't you feel as a man in his 40s, don't you feel like Mark Zuckerberg's looking at you and laughing at you, just like he's laughing at me?
Will you get off of it, man?
That's because that's how you feel about yourself. You think he's looking at you that way. Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't know you from a can of paint. Could care less. I mean, he's doing what he does. He's trying to help people who are trying to help themselves. Believe me, he's not thinking about guys who's at a carnival with his water, and he's worried about jumping out of the bucket when he gets to the top of the Ferris wheel. Believe me, Mark Zuckerberg, you're the last thing
that's
on his
true,
mind.
Man. That's true.
Mr. Henry, I was not serious. I was telling you my state of mind.
You threatened suicide. That, no wonder the guy was thinking you're a joke. You said you want to drop out of the bucket.
I was telling you about my state of mind, and you think it's funny, and I've heard you laughing now like a hyena at everything this man says. And
the gentleman's funny. He's making me laugh at some of the stuff that you've been saying, sir. Mr. Bozell, I don't want your life to be a bad life. I think it sounds to me like a lot of people are saying you got a good life. You have a wife. You have two children. You're at a carnival, you know?
Yes, I am at a carnival. And guess who the clown is? Me. Because I look down and there's that Zuckerberg staring. He's staring bullets through me. He's staring holes right through my skull. And he's saying, man, have I got it made, and look at you at a carnival.
Oh, God.
Okay, Roy, thanks so much for your call, sir. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And Mr. Bozell will be back on our final segment here as we talk about Mark Zuckerberg. He is the founder of Facebook, He is Time Magazine's Person of the Year, and why not? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to another phone call. Stephen Bozell on the line with us. Next hour, we have our news hour with Robert Leonard and with Bud Dickman. Go ahead, Carl. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I just wanted to let him know that not every person named to be Time Magazine Man of the Year is the greatest guy in the world. Adolf Hitler was a Time Magazine Man of the Year. And there have been many other dubious figures who've been named Time Magazine Man of the Year. That award is given to the person that, for whatever reason, they feel has the most impact. But it doesn't mean he's the greatest guy or the most successful or whatever. Adolf Hitler was on top of the world. Bernie Madoff was on top of the world. And see where they wound up.
But yeah, but Adolf Hitler, you got to say, the time they made him, you know, they made him the man of the year. He was, you know, he was having great success. And
No. The gentleman's saying that it's the person with the most effect, and they're not necessarily good people. You know, there were complaints when Adolf Hitler was man of the year, and there were all these things, you know.
Well, if you guys are trying to compare Mark Zuckerberg to Adolf Hitler, I think you guys, both of you, need to go to a doctor.
Nobody's comparing Adolf Hitler. They're not doing that.
Point?
Go ahead, sir.
Well, there's also a minister that came out and who said he told all his parishioners to stay away from Facebook. He says it's actually undermining the American marriage. There are people who are happily married and are getting these emails saying, you know, from a girlfriend in the past saying they want to be your friend. And he says it's destroying marriages. He's got married couples coming to him saying that their spouses are cheating and it's tearing their marriages up because they're on Facebook.
Well, I don't know what that's got to do with me, because I'm, what is he saying? I'm still not on Facebook.
My point is, just because he's on top right now with billions of dollars doesn't mean that he's going to be there 20 or 30 years from now. He's a man like any other man. He's going to eat, he's going to die, and everything that he builds up on this earth is going to pass away.
Yeah, but right now he's going down to the VIP, and he's doing...
The treasures that you imagine.
Jello shots off of a girl's boon, you know. The treasurer. You mean the Treasury Department?
The treasure.
No, he's talking about the Bible. Yes. Go ahead, Carl. Give the quote.
Treasure, if he let me finish, the wealth and the treasures that you amass in this world will pass away. The treasures you amass in the kingdom of heaven will last eternally. That's all I have to say.
Okay, but there is treasure in the kingdom of heaven, and I wonder, Mr. Henry. Yeah, if that man knows.
Well, then we're going to let him go. Thank you, sir.
I wonder if in the kingdom of heaven is Mark Zuckerberg going to be doing, you know, jello shots off of a woman's boom.
What?
is Mark Zuckerberg going to be doing jello shots in heaven off of a woman's boob?
Are you trying to say breast?
Yeah, but I was going to say the word everyone knows.
Is he going to be doing jello shots off of a woman's boob in heaven?
Yeah. Will he be doing jello shots? See how you can say it?
Say what?
Boob. My mother used to burn me with a cigarette.
Your mother burned you with a cigarette. Why?
Because I... Are you telling me that Mark Zuckerberg is going to be doing jello shots off a woman's boob?
Mr. Bozell.
Hold on. I got to be able to do it. I got to be able to do something that Zuckerberg can do. Because someday, when all is ended, and I'm on my way to heaven, and I ask God, can I do jello shots off of a woman's
You know, Steve, if you talk that way...
Don't you laugh at me.
No, seriously. If you talk that way at the pearly gates, man, they're going to turn you around and send you back, man.
Oh, okay, sure. I'm going to go to hell because I can't say the word boo. I'd go to hell if I could say the word boo. What I'm trying to say...
I understand. You want to know why Mark Zuckerberg gets to do jello shots off of a woman's boob and you don't.
Yeah, but see, you can say boo. Boo.
God, what is wrong with you, man?
I told you my mother would burn me with a cigarette if I said boo-ee, boo-ee. Hey, you go ahead and laugh. You can say boo.
Phil Hendry.